And you're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, Air Cascadia with Chris Andre.
Cascadia. This is Wednesday, October 9th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And first up, here in Cascadia, the wheels of civil justice turn slowly, and as the temperature drops on everyone, you, me, and the Right to Dream 2 residents, still Pearl District residents, are arguing about the safety concerns, and not as one might imagine the safety of the residents of Right to Dream 2, but more likely their own safety, as they fear poverty. I suppose they fear what it represents for them. They themselves may be not that far away in time from a day when their own families were among the less fortunate. And they also may, somewhere in the back of their minds, understand that poverty breeds violence. And as we have a greater and greater gap between the very wealthy and the very poor, in that gap, is exactly where you see violence arising. There are many reports on the news of extremists in other countries, in Syria, in Iraq, where violence is exploding once again. And it's attributed to huge numbers of young people who are uneducated and have no jobs. And naturally, we think we're safe, right? But we're not, because that's exactly what we have right here at home. Huge numbers of young people who lack the tools to work, even if there was work available. We are literally creating the perfect conditions for civil violence here in the US of A. And further afield, and yet right in your pocket, the NSA's feelers are exploring your private parts. Further afield, Greenpeace activists could face 15 years in a Russian prison. Before we get to all those stories, first from the National Weather Service, which is not shut down because it's apparently a vital service that might have even a life and death implications for some, especially in these strange days of climate change. Today, cloudy early on and then gradually clearing up, with eventually a high near 62. Tonight, overcast skies, lows around 46. And for tomorrow, there's a slight chance of rain. Otherwise, some places will see patchy fog early on. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. You can see what it's getting ready to do, right? It's crouching. The rain is crouched up there. It's getting ready to leap. And on Thursday, yep, it's going to leap probably. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 46. Moving straight into the alternative forecast. It's a waxing crescent leaf moon in Scorpio, 4 days old. And the synodic forecast calls for getting out there and putting in your leafy vegetables and annuals that produce above ground. As often the case, so the synodic people recommend grains right now, and try not to pick vegetables if they are to be stored. Who's got much in the way? Well, actually, we had broccoli last night, so there's that. And the biodynamic forecast, the moon and Scorpio, it's a water sign, so they also say concentrate on leafy plants. And the sidereal forecast, moon and Scorpio, they said that means it's an excellent time for planting, germination, and strong, sturdy growth. Nothing stops us, you see. Not cold weather, not climate change. And many people are laying down a base across the world, a form of self-sufficiency, which will see us well into the future. We think of futurists as dealing in technological innovation and the latest new toys and gadgets. But in fact, futurists are going to be getting their hands pretty dirty and not all that far away in the distant future either. That's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecasts. We're going to speak first up with Ibrahim Mubarak. We spoke very recently. This is because of the unfolding drama of the Right to Dream 2. It seems that the residents of the encampment, are engaged in a literally 24-hour struggle simply to obtain shelter. Seems like that shouldn't be happening in the wealthiest nation in the world, certainly the most powerful nation in the world. Or perhaps that's not true. Are we not perhaps seeing the whole edifice crumbling apart and falling apart right now? Perhaps it was a hallucination all along. We don't know yet. Good morning, Ibrahim. Thanks for returning and being back with us today.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm well, thanks. I hope you are. How's it going? It's getting cold, huh?
It's getting cold, and that's the concern we have with that. When it gets cold and wet, people get colder and freeze, and pneumonia and flu and stuff is going around. So we're trying to help and get a solution where people can be in a safe, warm place without being held in limbo and without being, you know, redlined by people dictating on where people should be able to get a safe, comfortable rest.
I look around the city and down the at South Waterfront Development, which is supposed to have mixed income, low income. And the originally, developers led Portland to believe that some of those units were going to be made available to people with extremely low incomes. That's not been the case. Many of those units are standing empty. You drive through the city and you see for lease, for rent. It seems unthinkable that people go without shelter in a place where there isn't, in fact, so much money. They'd rather not have their spaces rented out at all, rather not have them at all, if they can't make money. It's extraordinary. Right to Dream 2, now where are you at the moment, and what's the future look like for the people at R2D2?
Well, we still on the corner of 4th and Northwest Burnside at the China Gate. However, the future is now in the hands of the public and the city officials, along with their developer and their rich friends, who telling them, they don't want to have us. We're doing a good job, but they don't want the good job being done around them. In other words, they said they want to continue to have people sleep on sidewalk, which draws your heat from your body, and they want to continue to have people sleep in doorways with no community and no time to get their self together, their self-esteem, and become productive again. They need somebody. I think they need somebody to look at and say, I'm a good person, because look at those bad people. They're not in houses. And really, I don't know the reason why they don't want an organization like Right to Dream 2 to come and help organize the houseless community with our successful track record. So it's all confusing to me.
Well, people seem to have forgotten the old adage that there but for the grace of God go I. It doesn't mean that the people living in the apartments and the condos and so forth, and lofts and pearl lofts indeed, as if these people have ever done anything creative in their lives. They're just very lucky. It's got nothing to do with brains or giftedness in any way, shape, or form. They're just lucky. That's all. Just luck.
Exactly.
Sheer luck. Exactly. Right now, as we steadily run out of time on a Cascadia, as always, what would you like listeners to know? What's your message for Portland?
Well, we're having our second year anniversary party October 12th from 12 to 5. On the corner of Northwest Burnside. We're going to have a bunch of information and people who became successful, entertainment and gifts and door prizes there. So if you want to know more about Right to Dream 2, come on down and share this Saturday from 12 to 5 on the corner of Northwest Burnside.
Thank you so much for that. My concerns about this, it's first up, do we want to come down and bring blankets and so essentially camping stuff? But then away, yes, of course, that's very important. But it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't be looking for camping stuff. You should. Right. People should have a place to live. Cities where they've done this, cities where they put vulnerable people into housing, have reduced costs of all kinds of other services. It's a no-brainer. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, exactly. I mean, I have to go. They calling me. I'm supposed to be testifying in City Hall. That's where I'm at right now. So they're calling me. Okay, so I would have to go, and I thank you all for having me on and listening to me. And we need sleeping bags, blankets, electrical appliances, and stuff.
Okay.
Thank you much. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much. That was Ibrahim Mubarak. He's a guest on the show. He'll be back again in the future to keep us up to speed on the fate of Right to Dream 2. Don't forget, in Bali, the Trans-Pacific Partnership meetings, trade meetings are grinding on, and our Secretary of State, John Kerry, is apparently attempting to negotiate a deal. What's very frightening right now, especially this is tied with the government shutdown business and the debt ceiling, it's quite likely that the two pieces, bargaining chips that Obama is going to offer the Republicans will be some kind of giveaway to in terms of environmental regulation. And indeed, that will be the Keystone XL. He'll give them that. Or he's going to forfeit our trade protections on trade, and a great deal more too in this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. That's another chip that might be on the table. So right now there'll be there's a lot of action going on around these two things, and we'll see where that does in fact go. The most frightening thing is, of course, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because that's a dead giveaway of everything. Giving up labor regulations and enforcement of laws. It gives up environmental protections, regulations, enforcement, and so forth. And right now, all these things are on the table. And you know what? None of us, despite the fact that the NSA digs ever deeper into our lives, we ourselves know practically little and less every day of what's actually going on behind our backs and on our behalf. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. David engineered the show today. Thanks very much, Dave. This Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Flashpoints, we feature excerpts from a powerful new documentary, Al Nakba, the story of the Palestinian catastrophe. Also, we feature excerpts from a speech from the late and great Palestinian writer and activist, educator, Edward Said. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead.